The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, live with you today from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on the 17th day of February, 2009. You know, I was just sitting here before the program start and threw open a window, and I noticed our honeybees are already out doing their honeybee thing. It's the middle of February. And those little buggers are really, really hungry because there's not a whole lot of flowers yet blooming here in Central Texas. But I am amazed that we're a couple of months ahead of everybody else in the country. Well, at least northward. And they wanted to get the guy that mowed the empty lot next to us, he wanted to get rid of the honeybees. I said, are you nuts? I said, you want to destroy a big hive, and God knows how long this thing has been here. They're in their own little concrete rampart. And I said, no, absolutely not. You're not going to do that. I said, haven't you heard that the honeybee population is kind of in dire straits? So keep your mitts, your mowing mitts off of, well, I talked to the person that contracted this guy, United Trucking Company right next door to us. And we've got like 4 or 5 acres of field between us. And I talked to the woman who was in charge of taking care of the grounds and hiring and firing the personnel. And I said, please, do not let that person do anything to that beehive. She said, I will certainly make sure that he does not. Because those little buggers are in short supply. And one of God's wonders out there, here they are in the middle of February trying to eke out a meal here. And most of the countries are still buried in snow. Ah, the miracles of south of the Mason-Dixon, I must say. Hey, look, on tomorrow's program, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Rob Gray, if you're listening to the program today. He was able to do what I wasn't able to do, and that was get Deborah Medina on this program. So she will be with us tomorrow in the first hour, so make sure you tune in. And I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time with the Glenn Beck stuff. You know, and amazingly enough, last night, I was watching Hardball with Chris Matthews, and who was on there? Oh, our friend, Sheriff Richard Mack. Tried the same damn thing with him. Trying to belittle him and make him look small. And people do not understand. You know, some people out here in Patriot Land, they know what they know, and the truth has got to get out. But that's our truth versus their matrixed truth. I mean, their media, their corporate-owned media is designed to make or break people. And they've done it. Look what they did to Ron Paul. Well, they're trying the same thing with Deborah Medina. I'll spend a couple more minutes on this because I don't think people, they know what they know, and they're excited about it, and they want to get the word out. And they're willing to shove a person in front of a camera and then denounce them if they don't stick up for the 9/11 truthers. More on this after the break.
Mm-hmm. The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I think we have located the clip of Sheriff Richard Mack on Chris Matthews' show last night, Hardball. And it's about a 8-10 minute clip. But it demonstrates how when somebody comes up with a message, how it's waylaid. And it's kind of like gotcha journalism. Chris Matthews is not the bastion of white paper journalism, that's for sure. The network that he's on is represents, I guess you could call it the left, you know, juxtaposed against Fox that is on the right. And the paradigm is set. And people are supposed to watch this and get what out of it? More eye-scratching. Democrats bad, Republicans good. No, the Republicans are bad, the Democrats are good. Well, I got a newsflash for you, folks. I've discovered that neither damn party is worth the powder to blow them up with. And for obvious reasons, they've walked away from their duty and obligation. You know, it wasn't just a formality to get sworn into office that you actually swear to uphold and defend the Constitution. Well, if you don't pass and craft your laws around that Constitution, what did you just swear to? Oh, just a formality. That's right. Well, and people, they want the most. But understand that you're dealing in their matrix. It's their infrastructure. It's their money. It's their venue. It's their talking heads. And very rarely do you get a fair shake, or you watch an interview and go, well, I didn't quite like that, or that could have... No, it just puts everybody into a tailspin. Well, if you're fishing in their pond and you pull up a carp, what do you want? You're expecting a nice bass or a, you know, exotic fish, and you pull up a carp with a big mouth. Well, why are you surprised? The problem is that we're trying to use their venue to get the word out about ways to restore the republic. I don't think that's going to work out too well. What do you think? So, hopes are one thing. High hopes. You know, I've often said that an optimist, you know, the rose-colored glass people, often in their lives they're disappointed. While a pessimist, when they run around with the clouds over their head, they're often surprised that something good happens. Well, I kind of like to take the middle-of-the-road approach to this, a more realistic approach. I'll just keep right down there in the middle, and I'm disappointed as often as I'm surprised. But I don't make it my life's mantra to be one or the other. You know, things are bad enough. Reporting on the stuff that we report on is bad enough. But to hinge your and hang your hopes and walking into somebody else's venue and expect that everything's going to go your way ain't going to happen. So what's the obvious solution to that? We create our own venue. We bring the people into our tent rather than trying to steal a few valuable minutes from their big tent, their three-ring circus. So as soon as that clip is available, I'll play it for you. And the same thing they're doing with Deborah Medina. You know, Glenn Beck kicked off the slam dunk with going after Medina about 9/11 Truth. You know, do you think the government was involved in killing those people in New York City? Oh, my God. I hear you beat your wife. When did you stop beating her? It's the same old game. It's the same old trap. Forget that the people compared to what is sitting in Washington, D.C., to you and I, our folks are a breath of fresh air. To them, it's something putrid that must be destroyed and thrown down the ye old garbage disposal because it doesn't fit their paradigm of thought. You know, and you have to wonder sometimes, are these people even Americans? Are they that stupid or blind or controlled or paid off that they would continue what they're doing at the peril of their own nation? Who are these people? And what do they think? Or do they even think? Thank God for teleprompters. I mean, look at our... Jeez. Look at your president, not mine. Barry Sartorial. I mean, this guy, you think George Bush was bad? I don't know what the IQ quotient between Obama and Bush was, but Bush, when his teleprompter would wink off or he would try to ad lib, I mean, my God, this guy was an absolute disaster. Well, same way with Barry. When the teleprompter dies, oh, then there is the dangerous trap of the lies. You know, how smoothly can you transition? How well and convincingly can you lie or misdirect or only tell half-truths? Well, neither one of them are worth a damn without a teleprompter. I, for one, like people that speak from the heart. That's generally where you get the feel of people and what they're about when they're off their script, and you find out who really they are and what they believe. Everybody can have speech writers. Hell, I could look like the most polished thing since I don't know what. If I had everything written out for me and scripted and, oh, it's all just perfect. I'm not interested in perfection. I'm just interested in what works because ain't nothing working right now. So don't, please, sometimes you have unrealistic expectations. And it's, I don't know what it is, and it's almost like a juice for some people. It's almost like a narcotic that, well, they almost live to see their person slam so they can get angry that you besmirched my guy. And somehow that renews your energy level and keeps you going for about a day. Short and hollow victories, folks. Very short and very hollow. We don't have to win every damn battle, but we certainly have to win the war. And I would urge people to think about the approach. Start eyeballing this from the generally dumb public of which, and you got to admit it, folks, that included you and I at one point in time of our lives. Unless we had the best parents on the face of the planet that had the foresight and made this part of our thinking, our critical thinking process when we were younger people, you know, the adults in training. So if you kind of look at it from the generally dumb public's perspective, then you can start to understand a little bit better. You know, my wife, I actually recorded it on the DVR, and she had already watched it twice. And she said, you got to watch this. I said, okay, I'll watch it. And I told her, I said, now during that interview, watch what Matthews did. He would look like an absolute screaming shill. At one point, about halfway through that interview, he calmed way down because to continue with his diatribe only would have made him look stupid and foolish. He agreed with Richard Mack on a couple of subjects, went easy on him, ramped up just a little bit, pulled back, made a giddy out of politics, you know, all those rotten Republican kind of deals, as they always do, to bring you back around in the endless circle jerk. That's what they do. You know, is Deborah Medina, is she going to be the best governor Texas ever had? I don't know. But I can guarantee you one thing, she won't be the worst. And I can guarantee you she's not a controlled product of the Republican Party. You know, I just wish the people in the Republican Party, the hierarchy of that, would actually get out and read their Republican platform again. And how does that square with what we're doing right now? Well, it doesn't. It's just politics as usual. More lies, more deceptions. Just get the votes, get the control, and repeat the process over and over and over again. And Americans probably didn't do this consciously, but they walked away from it. They, without probably forming the thought in their head that, well, this is all controlled, both sides, didn't like the smell of it, they didn't like the feel of it, they disengaged, they were not involved, which just left the playground open for the bullies to take more control and beat up more people. Funny how that happens. Freedom ain't free. And sometimes you got to do arduous task and hard work to maintain that. It has been the dream of human beings ever since they climbed away from the campfires and put down the clubs to organize society to be just and fair, to keep the government in check, to allow the people the greatest latitude to enjoy their lives. Human beings have been struggling to accomplish that for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. We got close with this country. It's no accident we became the biggest, the most powerful, the richest, and at one point in time, believe it or not, one of the most respected countries on the face of the planet. Not so anymore. Definitely not so anymore. So, I will have Ms. Medina on tomorrow's broadcast. Hope you tune in for that. And I won't spend a whole lot of time talking about the Glenn Beck issue, but I may bring it up in a way of dirty politics and smear campaigns. As I said, the medias are out there designed to do one thing, make or break people. Bring them up into the limelight or bury them 6 foot under. We'll take the break, be back on the other side. Got some interesting stuff here for you today. A little change up, but you'll find it interesting. More than interesting, you'll find it helpful and healthful. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Another ragtag band declaring independence.
All right, I'm going to run this Chris Matthews hardball interview with Richard Mack, and we'll probably get commercial interruptus here in about 5 minutes. This is about 10 minutes long. But you will see what I was talking about midway through the interview, how Matthews calms down. Because at that point, to go after tooth and nail against Richard Mack would have made him look shrill and foolish and rather stupid. But they're very polished in their attacks. So at any rate, here is the clip. This is from last night.
Today, representatives of the Tea Party movement are meeting with the chairman of the Republican National Committee, our friend Michael Steele. Can the party establishment and the Tea Party movement collaborate or cooperate? Do they want to do it? Richard Mack is sheriff of Graham County. He was, in fact, in Arizona. He speaks at Tea Party rallies. He's a very popular fella out there in the movement, and he certainly supports it. Sheriff, thank you for joining us. I really want to learn some things tonight. We only have about 10 minutes. You can teach me. Is the Tea Party movement ready to join hands with the Republican Party and beat the Obama Party this November? Is it possible?
Well, that's really not what the Tea Party is about. I speak at Tea Party organizations all across the country. Just got back from Texas. We had a great crowd there. I'm speaking in San Ramon, California tonight. This really isn't about going back to the Republicans being in control. This is about whether or not our politicians in Washington, D.C. will follow the Constitution, and can we get back to a once again a free society based on the principles of freedom that our country was originally founded upon. This isn't about Sarah Palin. This isn't about Richard Mack. This is about whether or not we can have the Constitution restored as the supreme law of the land. My take on all of this is that there's only one answer left. There's only one answer left, and that's at the local level.
Okay, let me ask you, when was the last time you thought the United States government was led by elected officials you thought were honorable to the Constitution? Last time?
I think Ronald Reagan came close.
Did he honor the Constitution? Did he honor the Constitution as head of the executive?
In some ways he did, but still, again, not always. And so we've tried the Republican
thing. When did he violate the Constitution?
You could say that about every president, quite honestly.
I'm just asking you.
I trust the local sheriff, I trust the local county commissioners, and I trust the governors and state legislatures to stand against the incursions of the federal government. I want a case at the United States Supreme Court on the side of the 10th Amendment. Right. The 10th Amendment is the only answer, I believe, that we have left. We keep going back. The pendulum keeps swinging nationally in Washington, D.C. from one party to the next because nobody has the answer. They have not provided peace, safety, and security. The Republicans have not followed the Constitution. Both parties have us at national debt and completely destroy our economy. Both parties have us involved in the war in Iraq and other wars that we shouldn't be involved in. There's no end in sight in this ridiculous war. Both parties have caused our borders to be infiltration places for terrorists. We pretend that we're having a war on terrorism, yet we allow terrorists to come through our borders. It's easier for a terrorist to enter our country through Mexico than it is for you and me to get on an airplane at our airports. It's ridiculous, and both parties have done this, and I don't see the Tea Parties jumping all over Steele or the Republican Party.
What happens when a person, man or woman, Republican, Democrat, or Independent, gets elected to the U.S. Senate? What happens to them? Why are they all the bad guys? What happens to them? As you see it,
when do they become the
evil federal government? When's that happen?
When they stay too long. Well, I'm telling you, they stay too long. There's been a lot of good people there. You look back at even John McCain when he was first there, he was pretty decent, but he stayed there too long. And these politicians become Washington, D.C.-ized, and we need to get these people out of there. And right now, I'd say the only answer in Washington, D.C. is get all of the bums out.
Okay, look, I think that's a popular sentiment, but I want to know about you, sir, and your ideology. Do you believe the following? I want to ask you what your ideology. You're backing this woman, Deborah Medina, in Texas for governor. Fine. She's something of a truther. Are you? Are you a truther?
No. Glenn Beck tried to make her a 9/11 truther. I know Deborah Medina.
She just gave a speech the other day. I'm sorry, sir. We have the table played again tonight. She gave a speech the other day saying that she wants to know what happened on 9/11, whether the government was involved. She thinks that's a fair question to you. Do you think the federal government could have blown up those buildings?
I think, just like everybody else in this country, that I want all the questions answered surrounding that.
Do you think there's a question about whether the federal government blew up those buildings? Is that an open question to you?
I think that the investigation that was conducted was not done with independent investigators that I know and trust.
You're talking like a politician, Sharp.
You're talking like a politician. No.
You know what politicians do? They dodge an answer. I'm asking you a yes or no question. Is there an open question where the federal government had something to do with 9/11? Is that an open question to you?
I'm just saying we don't know the truth, and I want to know the truth.
You're talking like
that's
a politician. Okay, so the truth is
answer.
Not... No. You're suggesting that there's something, too.
I didn't get on the show to talk about 9/11. 9/11 is not anything.
Let me tell you honestly, okay?
I begin every one of my speeches saying this is not, the Tea Party is not about, or this movement for freedom is not about 9/11. It's not about chemtrails. It's not about the assassination of JFK. This is about whether or not we're going to follow our Constitution.
We'll conclude this on the other side of the break. And you'll notice... Chris Matthews, he slows down on his attack. And then he goes right back into it and tries to involve, you know, Republicans bad, Democrats good kind of stuff. Same old stuff. And he wants to find out what his ideology is. Then he throws him a winger like 9/11.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
So this starts out with, you're a teabagger, and you're down with the Republicans, and, you know, you're trying to get next to them. No, the Republicans are trying to hijack the tea parties. It started out with Ron Paul. In the Levolution, as Ernie Hancock would say. And now it's being used as the proverbial sword of Damocles to slice and dice and belittle and marginalize. And my point again is you don't walk into their arena because it is their arena. And if they can minimize you and forever, all the people that are watching Chris Matthews, if he would have been successful, and quite frankly, if Mac wouldn't have stood his ground, all the people that watch Chris Matthews would have walked away from that thinking, oh, Richard Mack, yeah, he's one of those nuts. And they would, of course, play dead up to make sure that that perception was welded into people's minds and couldn't be displaced. Here's the balance of the interview.
This is, you know, Glenn Beck was really out of line, and I think he owes Deborah Medina an apology. Here's a lady that's at 4%, goes to 25% in a matter of 2 weeks, and he wants to know what she feels about 9/11. That is not going to solve our problem. That is not what the Tea Parties are after. They want to know if politicians who promise to uphold and defend the Constitution will actually follow that and keep their word.
Okay, let's get to your beliefs. Second Amendment, should the government have any gun control?
No, absolutely not. No.
None.
No, except
so
except
you can have any firearm, automatic weapon, whatever you want.
Except for felons. Yeah, and I don't need a permit, and I don't need to ask government's permission to be able to exercise a right guaranteed in the Constitution that those politicians already promised to uphold and defend.
Do you think if you drove a tank down the street or carried a bazooka, would the federal government have a right to take it out of your hands?
That you can't keep and bear that. These are weapons that you can keep
Automatic weapons. Can you have an automatic weapon without the government getting in your way? Should you be allowed to have an automatic weapon?
It's none of their business. It's none of their business what kind of gun.
So back in the 1930s when they outlawed Tommy guns, they were wrong.
Yeah, well, what did that hurt? Did it reduce crime?
What?
Did it reduce crime? No. All it did was embolden people that had them, like anybody that was the gangs in Chicago, it hasn't reduced crime. Gun control has never reduced crime. Let's not pretend here. It has never happened in world history, ever.
Okay, let me ask you about your beliefs about the federal government. Do you think the federal government is bad in itself or just simply the people that happen to be running it? Do you think there's something that you don't like about Washington? And tell me what that is.
No,
the institutions of the government.
I don't like anything in Washington, D.C. when it's destroying freedom and land, controlling farmers, controlling ranchers, controlling the air we breathe, controlling everything and every facet of our life. They do not have the authority to do that.
Okay,
it is not constitutionally granted.
Because, you know, when I think of Washington, I think of the
Congress.
So who's
Congress
the boss?
Congress right now has the lowest rating in the history of our nation.
I agree with you.
Nation.
Boy, they're blowing it. I'm complete. But are they particular people like Nancy Pelosi, or is there somebody behind the scenes that's running Washington? You say bureaucrats. Who are these people that are doing the thing you don't like? I'm just trying to figure that out.
OSHA, EPA, I mean, it goes on.
Well, they're all operating under the instructions of Congress. They were all created by Congress.
And the worst one, let me tell you the worst one. Who has allowed that random audits by the IRS, we're always audited. Everybody in the United States is subject to a random audit, which is completely and entirely unconstitutional, and yet they will not audit the Fed. The Federal Reserve gets a free ride all the way through because these politicians in Washington, D.C. will not take control and
what
follow
OSHA,
their own laws.
Occupational Safety and Health Administration, what has that done that you consider is unconstitutional?
The who?
The OSHA. You just said OSHA is one of the bad guys.
Oh,
this is one of the
OSHA
federal bureaucrats you blame for everything.
They control business. They cost jobs. They cost all sorts of monetary problems with businesses that have to always comply with these idiotic rules from OSHA. OSHA doesn't. The states and the counties can run their own businesses therein. We do not need Washington, D.C. micromanaging the country or businesses across this country. It is not constitutionally theirs. They have stolen these powers, and the Tea Parties are saying, we're taking back our freedom, and we're taking back our country. That's what
it wouldn't
it's about.
Concern you. It wouldn't concern you that if some municipality or county said, look, we're going to have a little dangerous. We don't mind it being a little dangerous here. We want to bring in industry. So we're going to compete with other counties and we're going to have less safety regulations. That wouldn't bother you. That's obviously why we have federal laws on safety regulations, so that the workers, the men and women who go to factories in the morning for 8 hours a day, don't have to go where some companies had lower safety standards. So it's competed to go into some county that's willing to not have any safety standards. If you leave it up to every county, won't big business go wherever there's no rules?
You're following
the problem.
I'm just asking. When I beat the case, when I beat the federal government, I beat the Clinton administration at the United States Supreme Court in 1997.
Right.
And this is the thing they pointed out. Oh, as long as you can weigh the burdens or benefits, as long as you can weigh the benefits, then we'll say they're constitutional and they should be there. No, I'm saying put the Constitution first. If it's not constitutionally allowed, they don't get to do it whether you can add benefits to it or not.
But everybody believes the Constitution. Let me ask you this. You're not a birther. You're not a true.
They don't either.
Yeah. Although, who doesn't believe in the Constitution?
I'd say every politician in Washington, D.C., except for Ron Paul.
They don't believe in the Constitution.
Well, they don't follow it. If they believe in it, maybe they would put it into practice. But Congress shall make no law. Have they done that? Yes, all the time. But they don't get it. They have these strict rules to go by in the Bill of Rights. Do they get the Bill of Rights? No. They've replaced it with their own political, selfish agendas. Yeah. And that's
so
what
you think
the Supreme
Party Court
are really tired of.
And the Democrats and the Republicans have sold out. They don't believe in the government of the United States founded
out.
By the Founding Fathers.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why the Tea Parties are taking off the way they are.
Right. Well, I agree they're taking off because people don't like unemployment. They don't like high taxes. They don't like
right.
the fact that government isn't paying its way. I would argue that's
right.
because the citizenry aren't demanding honest politicians is the big problem, who honestly will pay
well,
for
problem.
Programs that they, because people promise free things to people all the time and don't want to pay for them. I keep asking Republicans, Sheriff, on this show, list the federal programs right. you want to get rid of and stop giving me loose talk about the Constitution. List all the agencies you want to get rid of if you want to balance the budget. Don't keep telling me how you're going to cut taxes. Get rid of programs. Republicans won't do that anymore. They stopped doing it back in the 70s. They won't get rid of anything. Why did George Bush sign every spending bill? Every single spending bill he signed. Yeah.
Look at what Obama's done since he's been in there. Really, what has he done? All he has done is increase spending, and he's increased the national debt. There's only one time I ever agreed with anything Barack Obama did since he took over the White House, and that is Professor Gates should not have been arrested, and
he inherited a $1.5 trillion deficit from George W. Bush, Mr. Republican.
Yeah, and
let me
Bush
ask
was
you.
Wrong too. I told you the
okay,
Republicans
good.
Are part
okay,
of the
okay,
problem.
Let me ask one last question: why did Sarah Palin yeah. get a big applause the other day when she spoke up for Rick Perry, and she came out for she mentioned the word secession? Obviously, we know what secession was. Is what the whole issue about the Civil
you'd have
War?
To ask, you'd
why,
have
why
to
did
ask
they get?
Sarah
why did she get
that.
A big? Why did she get a big applause though? Because you're with the people that applaud that kind of thing. Why does Rick Perry get a big applause when he says secession?
We're not after secession. Although the states have the right to do that, because the states form the federal government, not the other
the
way around.
The states have the right to secede.
The federal government.
Yeah.
The federal government
Chris.
Is not our boss. Let's just make that very clear.
Okay.
In my
now
case,
you finally
Matt versus
hit the
U.S. The states are not subject to federal direction, and that's what a part of all this is. Sarah Palin and
secession. No, I just want to get one thing. You just said it's okay for the states to secede from the union.
Well, they have the power if they want. They're the ones that started this union. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, that was an issue resolved in 1861.
Rick Perry has talked about that, but I'm not.
All right, okay.
I have not preached that, and you've never heard me preach that ever.
Well, you just said you have the right to resist. I don't think they do. But anyway, thank you, Mr. Mike.
Right.
You're an honest man. You said it four times. We know it. You're on the record. You now believe it's okay to secede from the union. Anyway, thank you.
What they didn't include in that was the last few seconds where Richard Mack just threw his head back and laughed. Now, to illustrate this point, folks, that you're in their venue, and the mistake that people are making, how many people have you heard go after Ron Paul because he crapped all over the 9/11 truthers? My God, Ron Paul's not our guy. The guy's not into committing political suicide. This is a prime example of how they do it. Richard Mack wasn't there to talk about 9/11. He was there to talk about states' rights. He was talking about the ever-encroaching federal government. Do you think in a 10-minute time span that Richard Mack would have had the time to go into interstate commerce clauses or uniform commercial code or the reason why you can't walk into a courtroom and stand on your constitutional rights? They can't hear them because they don't see them. There are no common law courts anymore. So where are your protections? So don't get overly excited and don't get depressed when one of the people that want to restore the Constitutional Republic goes on one of these things and it doesn't turn out the way you would want. I would have handled Chris Matthews differently than Richard Mack did. The other guy might have handled it differently than I did. But, you know, to condemn people for not committing political suicide or suicide in front of a national audience, you want to blame them for that? You know, let me ask you a question. Your wife puts on a dress. She's put on a few pounds. She looks at you and say, do I look fat in this dress? Are you actually going to tell your wife, yeah, honey, you look fat in that? Now, was that a lie? Well, no, not if you want to keep your marriage together, your wife happy. But you see the point. And they are very good at this. Just slicing and dicing people and destroying people's credibility. Before the audience even knows what the true subject matter is, what these people actually think, and what they believe. Oh, and so the last how many minutes of the interview was, oh, so yeah, you're backing secession from the States, huh? No, that's not even why I'm here. But since you brought it up, yeah, they can. Oh, so you're for that? No, I didn't say that. But that's the point that he wants to make. And remember at the top of the interview what he said. I'm here to educate me. He wasn't there to be educated. He was there to score his points and belittle Richard Mack. That's why, ladies and gentlemen, it's important that we grow our own venue. Do you think that Richard Mack on this program or any other talk show host on this network would do a Chris Matthews? No, they're interested in what the guy is doing, what he's saying, why he's saying it. Not to obfuscate, confuse, misdirect, or anything else. We do that through our own venue. The problem is, the venue's not big enough. Solution to that problem? Increase the venue. Duh. If you build it, they will come. But if you keep throwing the Christians to the lions, and you're upset because the Christians keep getting shredded and bloodied and turned into human confetti, well, consider your position. It might make you good with God, which eventually you'll spend an eternity thinking about, or maybe not. But you see the point. And there are so many that are willing to rip apart people because they won't commit that suicide. They feel that they're being shunned or they're being minimized or, gosh, we got a turncoat. Or I'm not supporting that guy because, well, he's not saying the right words that supports my slathering position. Why are you doing that? To get credible people that know the difference between right and wrong and know what a constitution is, let him get in there. Glenn Beck's not interested. He'd like to see his buddy Rick Perry get the governorship down here again. I wouldn't. Kay Bailey Hutchinson. God. You know, going from the U.S. Senate to be governor of a state, is that a demotion? When you look at the scenario, folks, if you build it, they will come. If you have the ability to speak the truth, uninterrupted, unmisdirected, and you have the opportunity to explain positions and give them true history and to tell them really what's going on, because you can handle the truth, people know that they've been lied to time and time and time again. So they walked away from the situation that they may not even cognitively admit to themselves that this is all wrong, upside down, inside out, and they start withdrawing and withdrawing and withdrawing. And people wonder why the political landscape in this country is the way it is. We've left the liars and the manipulators and the spinmeisters and the politicians have a free playing field, pretty much unabated. And we wonder why we're in such misery. Overall, I think he did a pretty good job. I would have handled it differently. I would have put him on the defensive. I would have put him in a position that the next thing out of his mouth would have looked rather stupid and off point. Rather than Richard Mack being on trial, Chris Matthews would have been on trial. And I go back to an interview I did years and years and years ago. The interview was with a radio station. I don't even know where it was. And they didn't like the answers they were getting from me. Now, they didn't want to appear too chicken crap, so they left it go, but they recruited some help. The talking head brought in the manager of the station. Well, I took them both on. They still were not gaining ground. So they brought in a third person. So it was three against one. And I finally stopped the insanity by telling him, why will you not let your listeners hear my position and what this is about without interruption? Are you afraid that your listening audience might hear some truth or they might learn something? If that's the case, why are they bothering to listen to you? Well, the balance of the interview went fairly smoothly, but it was terminated early. They couldn't stand it. But it was their venue, not mine. We'll be right back.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Let me take a few calls here, and I'm going to shift gears into the next hour, talking about all the skullduggery around the GMO issue. more heavy-handed tactics in our militarized and trained police. Carol in Idaho. Hello, Carol.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I just still don't quite understand what is so sacrosanct about the 9/11 issue. What's so untouchable about it? I'll go back quickly to Ron Paul. When he was during his campaign, our hearts sank when they would ask him that question. And I know they did it out of meanness. I know that. But he would stammer, and then that makes us, whether it's Ron Paul or Sheriff Mack or whoever, it makes us look like we're too afraid to take a stand. And my point is this. If Ron Paul can get up there, as he's done for so many years, and really chew out, say, the Federal Reserve bankers, who are the base problem of this whole upset America, if he can do that and take on that lion, why does he have to be so afraid of the 9/11 issue? And I would say the same to Ron Paul. You heard what Chris Matthews said. He said, uh-huh, you're sounding like a politician. And that's my point of contention.
Yeah.
It makes us sound weak. Why can't we simply say, you doggone right, there are problems with that so-called investigation, and let it go? Why can't we do that?
Well, but that just feeds another log to their fire. And if you look at the situation with Ron Paul, he was Dr. No on Capitol Hill, Carol. And the situation made Ron Paul possible. And I'm saying the banking crisis. He's been talking about the Federal Reserve for a number of years. Mm-hmm. He's on the financial committees. He knows of what he speaks. But he was minimized and shoved off to the side. But it was a circumstance that allowed him a venue because of what he was talking about. And I understand what you're saying, Carol, but to go into their venue and to add fuel to their fire, the balance of that interview would have been about 9/11 truthers, not the reason Richard Mack was there.
Yeah, I just don't want us to be afraid of that issue, because doggone it, it was a real turning point for this nation and has allowed all the other horrific things that have happened
well,
to
us. Well, of course it has. But Carol, also you pick your own battles.
I know.
When you're doing this. And it's the mistake that keeps being made over and over and over again. Now, when I heard Ron Paul and his response to that, I went, gosh.
Yeah.
You know, it struck me wrong as well, but I thought about the overall on this deal. He was trying to get a little bit more credibility and notoriety with what his main message was. He didn't run his campaign on 9/11 truthers. That was not what that campaign was about.
No.
So what you don't do is to feed the fire of which they're going to burn your barn down with, is my point on this. And let me correct you on one thing. You said our strength, it makes us look weak. Well, I got news for you, Carol. We still are weak. We still are. And if we're to gain the ear of our fellow Americans, we need to keep talking about the issues that we got them dead to rights on. The Federal Reserve, the IRS, the agencies, the takeover of America. Because, hell, you keep feeding that fire, they'll burn you down with it. They'll be talking about it for the next decade. And they've got all the airtime and all the money and all the script writers.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay, Carol. Okay. Thanks for your call, dear. Appreciate
Bye.
It. Bye-bye. God, I even get in trouble when I talk about that. Imagine, as I said, your perspective, being the generally dumb public out there, look at it from that perspective. From the inside out rather than the outside in. We'll take the break. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back. We must take the medical bed. Introducing the new